This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, you know, I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us. We've got a lot to jam in here on the show tonight. The John Lott will join us in the third hour. You know, he has got every gun stat known to mankind. And, you know, he knows what's going on in other countries. I'm tired of hearing we're the most violent country on the planet. It's not true. It's a great talking point, but it's not true. You know, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be involved in the conversation. Brad Dacus is going to join me after the first break. And, again, what I'm loving about Brad with the Pacific Justice Institute is he is fighting for your rights and my rights as conservatives in the education system and other places. He's fighting for your kids to make sure that they're allowed to practice their faith. You're allowed to practice your faith at work, which is, even under President Trump, is a challenge. Remember, he didn't have there's no wand here, right? There's no wand that the president, see, I jumped right into it, that the president can wave and everything just changes overnight. We'll talk more about that when Brad gets on. Also, we're going to deal a little bit with this whole love Trump's hate thing. And you know, I just love it. You know, these people, they're out in front of Mitch McConnell's house screaming at him tonight. Okay? Saying that he should be stabbed in the heart. And this comes from the love Trump's hate. This comes from the people that are screaming and saying that it's Trump calling for violence. They're hypocrites. And I challenge them to come on the show, but they won't do it. I love it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Go ahead and support the show. Head up to the website, therealside.com. Again, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There is a million ways for you to support the show. Now, look, some of you who are watching visually, I got a T-shirt on. I don't know how to do this. I usually don't do it this way. But if you see it, some of you old folks will know what this means. It says, Russia made me do it. I am so tired. I love this. I love, and I'll put them up on the website here either today or tomorrow. You'll be able to get them. But, you know, they're blaming Russia for everything. Russia for the election, or the loss of the election. What's her name? Kamala Harris is blaming Russia. Says that Tulsi is a Russian spy, a Russian plant, a Russian agent, whatever they're calling them these days. I don't even know what they're calling them. But it's wonderful, isn't it? It's nice to know that Russia has so much influence over so many people, but the Dems don't. Because the New York Times had to change their title, had to pretty much apologize, because AOC and others on the vicious left decided that they didn't like the title that New York Times put out there, kind of suggesting that President Trump wants peace, that he wants everybody to play nice together. Which is exactly what he asked for. It's exactly what he did. They couldn't handle it. Why do you think that is? Because then their narrative goes away. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And then the second hour, We're going to put the question to the test. Or the test to the question? However it works. Would Jesus vote for Trump? Some people just passed out. But I'm not the expert. Doug Giles and Brandon Vellerani is going to join me in their new book, Would Jesus Vote for Trump? I mean, I think this is, I personally think this is wonderful. What would Jesus be looking for? What would he agree with? See, the problem is that the left, again, you have some lefty scripturalists, I don't even know what to call them, who actually believe that Jesus would be for everything and anything that you want to do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. Listen, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. If you're, you know, you got a statement you want to make, something I'm doing wrong, you want to let me know I'm doing it wrong? Believe me, I get a lot of those, so I get it. You know, there, this, love Trump's hate. You just don't know how much this is irritating me. So, you know, I don't know if you knew this, but Joaquin Castro, he posted the names and the employers of Trump donors. This nasty little piece of human. And this is, they think this is so smart and so smug. They're cowards. They're flat out cowards. They can't beat them on principles. So let's go ahead and let's try to ruin people's lives. Let's try to make it look like they're really, because the people that they're speaking, you know, talk about inciting violence. Again, look at the group that was out in front of Mitch McConnell's. Look at the groups that were out during the elections for the left. You know, Antifa is not a right-wing group. It's a left-wing group, and they haven't denounced them. They like them. Democratic Texas Representative Joaquin Castro on Monday tweeted the names of employers of 44 San Antonio residents who donated the maximum to President Trump and to his reelection campaign. Now, Castro's district includes much of San Antonio, claimed the donors are fueling campaign of hate that labels Hispanic immigrants as invaders. No, it labels Hispanic illegal immigrants that are coming here illegally. You don't get it. No, actually, they do know. They don't care. They want what they want, how they want it. Castro is the twin brother of Democratic presidential candidate Julian Castro, and he chairs his presidential campaign. Sad to see so many Antonians as the 2019 maximum donors of Donald Trump. No, it's not sad. And you're going to get it handed to you. That's right. Your brother's down to what? 0.5%? Yeah, you carry a lot of weight. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved and engaged. You need to be so. Now, some of you are already asking me, am I a traitor? Am I a communist? I have a Russian shirt on. But it's not a Russian shirt on. It says, Russia made me do it. I want to join the ranks of the non-responsible, right? I mean, everybody talking about how it's Russia's fault this, Russia's fault that. You know, Tulsi Gabbard now is a Russian agent or something along with President Trump. I mean, I can see how this all falls together. So I figure, why not just join the group? Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. If you're interested in a shirt, I'll let you know when they're ready. And, I, you know, obviously I'll keep them properly priced so we could all afford them. But I believe in capitalism, so you're not getting them for free. This is not a Bernie show, okay? Let's just put it that way. All right. So Brad Dinkins joins me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Every week he'll be coming on to discuss some of the crazy things going on, I'd say, in education, in the law world, in just in the world as a whole. And he will help me, you know what, to make sure that our rights aren't trampled all over as Christians, as believers. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, great to be the program. Thank you.
All right, so let's hit the ground running, right? There was a recent ruling where the Ninth Circuit has actually kind of pushed this out again, where an InterVarsity Christian chapter at Wayne State University was denied their chapter, or their chapter was pulled, because of their discriminatory policies as a Christian organization. What is it? Christian organizations can't adhere to doctrine?
This is really insane because the club, the university, they didn't. It's a Christian organization. They never had a policy that said that only Christians can attend their meetings. In fact, their meetings are open for people to attend. The key question is simply who can serve as leaders of that club. And they said, well, to be in leadership, you need to be a Christian. You need to have agree to the Christian faith to actually be a leader of the club, president, vice president, whatever, et cetera. So, which is very logical. And yet they were told, oh, no, this is discriminatory because that way, this way a Muslim cannot be the president of the Christian club, or an atheist could be president of the Christian club, et cetera. So, therefore, you're discriminating. You're off campus.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I wonder if it'd be okay for a white guy to be the head of the black, chapter caucus there at Wayne State. You think there'd be anybody screaming about that one?
No, I don't think there would be. Here's a real issue. Many people say, well, why doesn't the InterVarsity simply just change their rules? There's no big deal because, who's going to want to, what Muslims or whatever is going to want to have a Christian club? Well, here's a problem. If they don't allow that kind of protection regarding leadership, then all it takes is for a group to come in, flood the meetings,
yep.
Especially when you have a minority group on campus. It's real easy to do. I say the atheist group to come on, secular humanists, flood the meetings, vote in the secular humanist, the atheist, to be the leadership, and you effectively killed the club.
Yep.
It's like a group of Democrats coming in. You have a small fledgling Republican, say, group on club on campus. They come in, they flood the meeting, they vote in Democrat leadership. They've gutted the club. That's very, very possible. And when you have minority groups, conservative groups in particular, or religious groups in particular, on public day campuses, modern day public university campuses, that is a very, very real threat.
No, it is. We've seen it. We see it with non-religious groups. When some of these fringe groups want to take over somebody, they come in, they join, they buy memberships, whatever they have to do, and they get the majority of the group, and then they slowly take it over. They either kill it or they turn it in the direction that they want it to go. And so it's not unreasonable to believe that that's exactly what would happen in this case. Now, the Ninth Circuit Court, though, I used to have a joke that you could almost really know what they were going to do and how they were going to do it, but that may not be true anymore. Are you seeing changes, with the new nominations, with the new appointees to that court?
Oh, yes. It has been absolutely fantastic what we've seen, the changes in the Supreme Court, the Federal District Court, the Circuit Courts. The decisions that have come down, and we see the transformation. Circuit courts have flipping from liberal dominated to more conservative dominated. Even the Ninth Circuit, Joe, which is known for being one of the most liberal circuits in the country, in the last just 2+ years, it has been almost, it was out number 2-1 as far as liberals to conservatives. Now it's 15 to 14 with liberals having just one more appointment over the conservatives. So it's going to make a big difference with our work at Pacific Justice Institute, because we are all about taking cases in the courts to the Supreme Court. We are more aggressive now in our litigation because of this than ever before. We're full throttles forward because of this incredible revolution, historic revolution, transformation in our federal court system.
You know, one of the things that people really don't understand, when you hear about cases that are going on and they have a judge in D.C. and a judge here in San Francisco, they're both federal judges. They've ruled totally different on a situation when it comes to the president. Explain judge shopping and how it works.
Yeah, it's really frustrating, and because you know what they do, it's so predictable. You know, the president does something, executive order. This president Trump does something, executive order. You won't see a temporary restraining order filed in the federal court in Dallas or the Fifth Circuit. It'll be usually in the Ninth Circuit, or it'll be in the D.C. Circuit. Those are the two most liberal, probably, in the country. And they'll find the circuit, and then they'll find the city. So San Francisco is very common, because the judges presiding in that part of the Ninth Circuit are generally more liberal than some of the other parts of the Ninth Circuit. And so they'll file it, and you know, the judges are supposed to be neutral when they take on cases. They're supposed to rotate, but the reality is some judges end up who have more seniority and are often more liberal will end up snatching that case and ruling on it. So judge shopping, forum shopping, it's all too common, and it's very frustrating, because you can have an injunction issued by some activist judge and just halts everything across the country.
And I want you to explain, when we come back from break, I want you to explain how that process works by which the president gets something in front of the Supreme Court to get a final ruling. We'll talk about that when we come back. Joe Mazzini, your host, just in Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back with Brad Dacus.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Demands for tougher gun laws are getting louder in the wake of the recent mass shootings in three different states that have taken 34 lives. The brother of one of those killed in Dayton, Jeffrey Fudge, says someone should be held accountable.
When a young kid is able to get his hands on his dad's high-powered rifle, then they need to hold people accountable. And that's my thing, because guns don't shoot guns. People shoot guns.
President Trump will be visiting Dayton and El Paso, and protesters are expected. Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley says people in her town are not happy with Trump's visit.
He's made this bet, and he's got a lie in it. You know, he hasn't, you know, his rhetoric has been painful for many in our community, and I think that people should stand up and say they're not happy if they're not happy that he's coming.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
You can do what you want to us. But we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, a lot to get engaged and involved. If you have any questions for me and you don't want to come on the air, just send it to Joe at therealside.com, Joe at therealside.com. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me to talk about your rights as parents and, listen, as citizens of these United States as well. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Joe.
Hey, before we get into it, and I forget because I will, tell people what Pacific Justice Institute is, what it does, and how they can help you.
Oh, you bet. We're a nonprofit 501c3 legal defense organization, and we specialize in defending religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life. We do it all without charge, and what makes us really unique, Joe, is that we make sure that everyone gets help. We don't just cherry pick high profile cases. We work hard to make sure everyone gets help all across the United States without charge. And we have wonderful free resources on our website that will really empower individuals regarding their freedoms and liberties.
Well, and people, you need to help. He's a great organization. I've known Brad for years. They do great things. You need to head over to pji.org and check them out. All right, we were talking about how the legal system works, if you would, and you know how some of these attorneys, they do judge shopping. They look for friendly judge to their cause, and You always hear about the president. He gets turned down by especially the Ninth Circuit, right? Gets turned down by a judge on the West Coast. Why is it so hard, or what does it take to actually get a case in front of the Supreme Court that has to do with the president? And I'm not talking about the average daily stuff, but you know things like with the California just passed a law that said if President Trump or if a president won't show at least 5 years of his tax returns, he can't be on the primary. I mean, can that be legal? How do you challenge that before the dates come around?
Yeah, the general rule is that actions are filed regarding the federal government. The president often will file matters like this before the D.C. Federal District Court and the D.C. Circuit, and then it will then go to the D.C. Circuit and then go to the Supreme Court. But let's say we have the state of California as far as the proper jurisdiction. If he has to say feels compelled to file in California, I'd be a federal district court in California. And then it would then go to the Ninth Circuit and then the U.S. Supreme Court. He could file for a writ, a writ of mandate expedite aspects of it, file for an immediate motion for summary judgment. But the problem is that it's very, very long and drawn out. Now, when you have something like the primary coming up, it looks like there's not going to be enough time and the president's going to be kept off the ballot. The president can file a motion before the United States Supreme Court for an immediate emergency, if you will, declaratory relief on the matter. And the president can do that. That is not preferred by the courts. But if it's necessary, that is an option.
Would you consider something like this necessary? Would this be something? Would this be how you would approach it as his attorney?
Yeah. I have to look at the time frame. The California primary is in March.
Yeah. March.
Yeah. Yeah. They have to print the ballots. We're already into August, so I'd probably file something immediately seeking a temporary restraining order, TRO, and then a preliminary injunction before the federal court and the D.C. Circuit, and then move that on up. But if it looks like it wasn't going to have enough time, it very well would be needed for him to file for a declaratory emergency declaratory relief straight from the Supreme Court. That may be what he may need to do. I will tell you this, he's not going to let the time run out on this. Golly gee, we just couldn't have it ruled on in time. The primary's come and gone, and he was kept off the ballot.
Right.
We won't see that. We won't see that. The tools, the remedies are there in these kind of circumstances to expedite and to get the relief needed by the Supreme Court.
Now, the courts are broken up in such a fashion where, with the Supreme Court, they don't all, when it's like not an emergency injunction, but when something comes up, isn't the court broken up into threes? Like, there's a group of three of them that take on certain cases or to look at them first. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, as far as on the circuit court, you're talking about the circuit court level?
Yeah.
On the circuit court level, first at the federal district court level, you have like one judge, gives his decision, this is unconstitutional, yada, yada, and then the losing side appeals it to the D.C., to the circuit court, and we have, circuit courts across the country, first, second, third, different circuits, and then before the circuit court, it's heard before three federal judges.
Right.
And if it turns out you're the losing side on that and they vote 2-1 against you, you can file a petition for certiorari straight to the Supreme Court, or what you can do is you can file a motion to have it heard by the larger number of members of that circuit. And that is sometimes the tool that is used depending on the strategy and the time and involved. If you have, two of the three judges just simply went rogue and went the wrong way, and you're not quite so sure about the Supreme Court, you might want to go en banc and have the larger number of judges in the circuit hear it.
All right. So the other thing I want to talk to you about is Amazon has removed a bunch of books on people who wrote books about living the gay and lesbian lifestyle and then converting to what we would call heterosexual lifestyle, if you would. And Amazon gave into pressure and removed the books. And I started thinking about this, and I said to myself, is this any different than not wanting to serve a gay couple at a restaurant. You know, we'd be brought up on charges for something like that. Why do they get away with it?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Amazon, they're like a bookstore on the internet. So arguably, a bookstore can decide what books they want to sell, which ones they don't want to sell. They're not the government. They're not bound by the First Amendment free speech clause. Now, that said, practically speaking, though, they have a huge portion of the market now regarding books being sold. I mean, retail establishments, Barnes & Noble and others, are shivering in their boots with regard to the market share they're losing continually to Amazon.
Right.
So if Amazon says, we're not going to sell it, practically speaking, it's effectively not a total ban, but a major handicap regarding the ability for people to get out their product and sell their product. And that's a real concern. By the way, the books that were banned, I know two of those authors. Their books that they wrote were involving their own, story. The truth of their own story, how they used to be gay and the gay lifestyle, and they had their experience, and they're now married with kids. And it's just a true story. And that, because our society is so intolerant, they don't want anyone's true story to be told. And if it in any way infringes on the LGBTQ radical left agenda. And that is a real setback for a free society. It's almost analogous to the book burning, ceremonies that took place in the 30s. Like, why would we do this? You know, it's in a free society, and that's why people need to speak up, because if Amazon gets away with this, this is not the last of it. They will start banning more and more books, and people with minority viewpoints and perspectives, or religious viewpoints and perspectives, will be shunned and inhibited tremendously in a supposed free society.
Yeah, we see it happening on a regular basis where, I tell people all the time, they don't come down and just stop doing it one day. This is, if you're not paying attention, they chip away at it. They take little pieces, little portions of stories, and they won't allow you to tell them or bring them on. I want to talk, when we come back, I want to talk about your educational rights. I want to talk about the rights of your children to be able to either read the Bible or have a prayer meeting or have a Christian-esque events on school campuses. They're not illegal, people. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for joining us. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take look at it. There's a lot going on up there. I don't want to waste the time with it. Head over there. Check us out during the breaks. I want you to listen during the show. Brad Dacus joins us. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, great organization that helps represent you and defend your rights. Well, you know, as Christians and as Americans all across the country. Again, Brad, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Thank you.
So let's jump into educational rights, one of my favorite ones. And, you know, I tell people on a regular basis, being a trustee of the school board, I get calls from parents. I have actually got a couple of notes from kids that were kind of cool. who want to know what their rights are. They want to know if they have the ability. Can they read the Bible in school? If they want to have a prayer meeting, are they allowed to do that? And I tell people, for the most part, as long as it's respectful and the kids initiate it, the students initiate it, it's pretty hard to turn them down, is it not? Give us some guidelines and some ideas.
Yeah, it is incredible how many rights students do have in public education. This goes back to Tinker vs. Des Moines Unified School District, where the Supreme Court years ago held that students' free speech rights do not stop at the schoolhouse gate, end quote. So students have tremendous free speech rights to share their faith on the lunch during lunchtime, the break time. We had a case of a student who would do that, and is up in the Seattle area and Everett, Washington. We had to go into court. He was suspended three times. We went into court and we got an injunction. We won, and they said to the school district, "You can't keep students from passing out tracts or sharing their faith." And it was a fantastic win in a fairly liberal court. We had another case of a girl in Sacramento. She was giving out invitations to something, an event at her church. She gave to just two of her friends the invitation. Principal made her put it in writing, her saying that she was sorry, that she was wrong, that she will never ever do this again. We stepped in and we had to bring an action. And then we had a case where students also in Sacramento where the students wore T-shirts with Bible verses on them, and they were ordered to reverse them or be suspended, and they refused. Actually, these are kids who are Russian-Ukrainian Christian kids, and they just said, no, if we have to choose, we will not deny our faith. You must do what you will do. We will not deny.
Wow.
They're from tyranny. Their parents had told them about the tyranny of the past where they're from. So they stood their ground. We went in. We represented them. We got everything reversed. And so we do this all the time. A student wants to sing a religious song for a talent show. We stepped in on that. A number of those. The one in San Diego, and we have actually a video on of that and some of these other cases on our website, pji.org, where they can see the stories, see what happened.
Helped me years ago. We were having complaints. I mean, we have 22,000 students in our district. We have, I equate that to about 16,000, 17,000 parents. And we had three or four people complaining that there were too many Jesus songs at Christmas time. So I got a hold of you, and you were able to give me the Supreme Court ruling on, Christmas carols and that kind of stuff, gave it to the principals, and now we still have Christmas carols. And not that we leave anybody else out, but it's not illegal, is it?
Right. It is legal, and the judge that's ruled on that said, I find it unreasonable that we would block 40% of our musical heritage from our children just because they're in a public school. He says that's insane. So, as long as schools have both secular as well as religious versions of Christmas, songs, Jingle sure. Bells along with, Silent Night, that's totally fine. And students can even put on through their club on campus, their religious club on campus, they can actually have a revival rally with an outside speaker, a band. My wife and I, we actually did that as an experiment just to show how it can be done in a hostile school district in the Sacramento area years ago. had part of our it's real, and it's happened now on many, many campuses across the country. And students don't realize is under the Equal Access Act, that protects religious clubs, and students have the equal access and authority and power as any other club on campus. So you can bring in outside speakers, have rallies, revival rallies, and all this is in our book, which they can get for just $99. No, I'm just joking. It's free. all our stuff is free, and they can download it for free. It's called Reclaim Your School, and it has chapters on all the different ways students, parents, teachers, faculty, et cetera, ministers can impact their public schools legally with their legal rights. Very easy to read, eighth grade level. And it's Reclaim Your School, and it's at our website, pji.org, under resources at the top.
Yeah, and we have abdicated our rights. We have given up our rights for our kids to the public school system. It's the wrong thing to do. Doesn't mean, you know, our founding fathers had no intention of dismissing the Bible or religious teachings from public schools. It was never their intent to do that. Matter of fact, I'm not as well versed as some are, but I know some of our founding fathers made reference to the fact that the principles and precepts of the Bible are what should be taught to every American, every citizen. We've lost that.
Oh, we have. We really have. And in fact, teachers can teach in English. They can teach the Bible as literature. That's constitutional. You can have once a week Bible studies. It's called release time programs.
Mm-hmm.
Right across the street from the public school, or at a school bus parked across the street from a public school. There are kids can give Christmas cards out to their friends. There's so much in the way of opportunities, possibilities, and as a society becomes more and more intolerant towards people of faith, it's all the more important for us to defend those students who have the courage to live their faith and share their faith and not be ashamed of it.
Brad, I had to step in the Gideons. They try to stop the Gideons from giving out Bibles on the sidewalk. I go, wait a minute, stop. They have a right to be on the sidewalk. It's a public way. It's a public right of way. You can't stop them from doing that. But this is why I try to tell people, if you don't start electing the right people to these positions, trustees to the schools, then I'm not standing there screaming, everybody has to pray, but you're darn right that I'm going to protect the kids for having their rights, not having their rights trampled on. Too many trustees don't say anything. They don't open their mouths, and it's wrong. You're not watching over all the kids if you don't open your mouth about these things. Okay. The graduation speeches. We always hear stories about where somebody wants to give credit. You know, who is the most influential person in their lives? If you say Jesus, they shut the mics down. Are they allowed to do that?
Well, they try to, but constitutionally, it seems fairly clear in a recent case decision that student speech is protected speech. And when it comes to graduation ceremonies, you know, while the school district themselves can't host a formal invocation or benediction per se, they can. Students, though, who are entitled to speak, cannot be censored simply because of the religious beliefs or content of their message, so long as it's within the subject matter, like you just mentioned. That's protected. And we've gone to bat for students before successfully on this. Right. And even baccalaureate services, they could even have a baccalaureate service on high school campus if it's sponsored by a student club on campus. You can even have a formal baccalaureate service on high school campus these days, and many aren't aware of that. So.
You just made a lot of people nervous. I would love to do, you know, at some point in time I'm going to drag you up to where I'm at, and I would love to have you do a presentation in front of parents, committed parents who want their kids to have the freedom to speak about their religious beliefs and live out their religious beliefs in school. But they are truly afraid because they've been browbeat for so long and so hard. But they do have rights to live out their faith on campuses. That's true, right?
Right. And yes, and we at Pacific Justice Institute, we have a free book, Download, Reclaim Your School. We have updates, internet information on our website. But we will represent them without charge anywhere in the United States where their rights are challenged. That's very unique. And we have hundreds of affiliate attorneys all across the country. We are the go-to organization when it comes to what may seem to some as a small, minor matter to us. It's major. If it's impacting one person's right to be able to live their faith, share their faith legally without being punished for it, we'll go to bat for them anywhere in the United States.
Yeah. Well, listen, I appreciate what you do. Again, PJI.org, PJI.org. Mr. Dacus, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate, always informative, your time with me.
Likewise, Joe. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Joe Mancini, your host. Listen, coming up the next hour, you're going to love this, okay? Would Jesus vote for President Trump? That's the question of the day. Doug Giles and Brandon Valerini are going to be on to talk about their new book, and I got to tell you something. Doug Giles is the editor of Clash Daily, and Brandon, again, he's an accomplished CEO, co-author of Would Jesus Vote for Trump? You need to have information. You can't just spew. Some of you Christian guys would love to spew stuff up the top of your mind, and you don't even know if it's true or if it's biblical. Tune in and learn. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.